Hello, everyone. I'm George from Ireland. Well, there were some joyous tidings the other day, and that's that Sergei Tikhanovsky has been set free. So he served 5 years for a crime he didn't commit in Belarus, just for exercising his constitutional rights in Belarus and challenging the cruel dictator who's oppressed the people there since. I think it's 1994. And so he was planning to stand against Lukashenko, who has ruled that country for so many years. And then it all went, then he was arrested despite legally campaigning. And Lukashenko held that completely rigged presidential election. And it was so because Tikhanovsky couldn't stand, his wife, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, she stood as the candidate for democracy, and she clearly won. But Lukashenko discounted those results. There were major demonstrations in 2020. I thought Lukashenko would hang on to power. I wasn't sure, but I thought he would. Give him sort of a 60% chance, and indeed he did. And Putin said he would back him to the hilt. And Russian police officers were legally authorized to arrest people, to brutalize people in Belarus. Indeed, it happens. And they arrested people that often beat the person on non-public parts of the body with batons, not the face, not the hand. So you can only see if you took the person's clothes off, closing the metro so that, demonstrators couldn't get into city centers, blah, 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 encouraging some dissidents to emigrate. So Tikhanovsky spent 5 years in really, really harsh conditions in solitary confinement, 2.5 years, enough to make somebody lose his reason, had no contact with his family whatsoever. Everybody had a wife, he had two little children. His daughter was only four when this guy went to prison for supposedly causing mass unrest. Well, the really one who's caused unrest in Belarus is the tyrant. And it's not like he's brought prosperity or anything like that. And he's obviously Lukashenko has facilitated Putin's illegal war of unprovoked aggression against Ukraine. But one thing is Lukashenko has not actually joined in. So Putin's got him over a barrel economically. But even then, Russia's influence is limited in Belarus, doesn't actually make it rejoin. Remember in 1999, Lukashenko himself signed an agreement that that Belarus would eventually reunite with Russia. It still hasn't happened. The Union State, despite coordinating under multiple areas of policy, they haven't harmonized anything. The reabsorption of Belarus into Russia has not pertained. And people who have advocated for that have been imprisoned, given sentences for years, for suggesting doing what Lukashenko himself agreed to do, and now he doesn't want to do it. So a US envoy was to visit Belarus, and one of the conditions were you must set this man at liberty, allow him to leave the country. And Tikhanovsky and others were told, well, it would be a good idea to petition the president for clemency. And then Lukashenko could present it as giving in to this request, but Tikhanovsky refused to do so. My God, if I were him, there any chance of getting out of prison, I would definitely take it. I would not risk many more years. I've suffered enough. I've served my country. I want to be back with my family. And wonderfully, so he's free because his wife's been in Lithuania. So he's lost most of his weight. He's been in punishment cells for the most trifling offense. It's a very, very cruel system, reducing a strong man to tears. He's a terrible, the cockroach, as they call him, President Lukashenko. And so the former flag of Belarus, they had, the white, red, white horizontal bars with the mounted knight. That's their symbol. It's the red and green flag, which is redolent of the Soviet era banner. They're rejecting that one. So Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, she has been really the standard bearer for the opposition. And I'm very proud to say that she spent some formative time in Ireland as a teenager, because you may know about the Chernobyl disaster in 1986, and that affected northern Ukraine, southern Belarus, the very west of Russia. So in the Republic of Ireland, we had a scheme whereby we took teenagers from those regions that were affected to Ireland in the summer for up to 3 months, because it's good for their health to be away from the contaminated area as much as possible. And she was one of those Belarusians adolescents who came over to Turles, County Tipperary. And of course, in 1990, Mary Robinson was the first woman to be elected the Irish president, and that may have deeply influenced Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. She was then known by her maiden name, and she was chosen to go to Ireland. Of course, they had very little money. We all paid for everything, for her excellent English and conduct. And so teachers from Belarus, Ukraine, and Russia came with them, and only chose those who were as good as gold. Really worried someone misbehave and then have been invited back. So she was a model pupil and helped the younger pupils and so on. So I'm delighted that Hibernia, we played a role in this, so in the freedom movement for that country. So that's it. So there are over 1,000 political prisoners. This is in a country of only about 9 million people, and many, many more released. So, but unfortunately, when it mattered, the army and the police, they stood behind the tyrant Lukashenko. So there are lots of other political prisoners who must be released, like Alice Bialatsky, that's a man, Igor Losik, Viktor Babarika, a prominent banker who was imprisoned simply for doing what he was entitled to do by Belarus's own laws, and that's contest the presidency, and Maria Kolesnikova, and so on. So he's crushed the life out of peaceful dissent. Now it is Lukashenko is the criminal, not Sergei Tikhanovsky. And Tikhanovsky's even a daughter didn't even recognize him because he'd lost so much weight. He's not far off skeletal. So it's not like he could be taking a lot of exercise in that tiny cell. It just shows how malnutrition was used to affect these guys, to torture them mentally. I don't know whether they're beatings or things like that, but a very cruel system, the sensory deprivation, deprived of all human contact, told that he would never see daylight again, never see his family. But it couldn't crush him, it couldn't bring his proud soul under, so he fearlessly stood up for freedom and justice. So it's an inspiring tale, and the good guys haven't won, but at least one of the good guys has gone out. I am not that valiant. I wouldn't be so self-sacrificing. And Lukashenko, he's one of these brutal tyrants, who is on Putin's side. And it's just such a sort of oppressive and exploitative system that Putin would like to impose on Ukraine. It's a freer country with free expression, with real elections that incumbents sometimes lose, and independent courts, freedom of expression, the right to demonstrate, and all the things that Putin hates because they challenge his gangsterism. So if there were a fair election, I know who would Lukashenko would not win. So does Lukashenko, which is why he'll never allow it, which is why he'll rig it blatantly, even with total control of the media, even with the strictest censorship, even bombarding people with incessant propaganda, even with exploiting the Second World War to the max, as though you either support Lukashenko or you're a Nazi. It's the same sort of thing that Putin will say. Like, there's no possible third position. Even that is not enough to win. It's not going to fool enough of the people all the time. But he's got rather little money. Russia cannot afford a great deal of largesse. But Lukashenko, why did he agree this? He wanted to be in the United States. Does he want to curry favor with Western countries? Does he sense that Putin's going to fall or something like that? It's not really worth sucking up to Putin. The goodies aren't coming so much. There's really been the turn of the screw in terms of sanctions. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgekallen7@gmail.com. Goodbye.